Republicans are a couple steps closer to passing a tax overhaul before the end of the year. Yesterday, the House approved its $1.5 trillion version of the bill. And yesterday, the Senate Finance Committee passed its own bill, which includes a provision to repeal the individual mandate in the Affordable Care Act. That bill will head to the Senate floor after Thanksgiving. The whole process has been happening very fast, and we want to answer some questions, if we can, with Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with the central claim from Republicans that the middle class gets the benefits from this bill. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin was on CNBC this morning.
The focus of the plan really is middle-income tax cuts and delivering those right away in making our business tax system competitive. There are certain parts of this that expire, but we have every expectation that down the road that Congress will extend them.
Mike, do the numbers that are out there support that claim that this is for the middle class?
Well, it's definitely true that not everyone in the middle class will benefit. It all depends on what deductions and tax credits you take advantage of. And there's also the fact of those expirations that the Treasury Secretary mentioned. A lot of people aren't so confident that they will expire as people are hoping they will. But to me, one of the most interesting things, it's very technical, but it's very important. It's how the government adjusts for inflation. Now, tax brackets and deductions are increased each year to account for inflation. But both versions of these bills want to switch the way they calculate inflation to what's called chained CPI, in other words, a chained version of the consumer price index. And I won't bore you with all the details, but what it basically means is that under a chained CPI index, the tax brackets would not go up as much every year. So in other words, you're more at risk of entering a higher tax bracket than you would be under the old system. So there's some, Greg Ipp at the Wall Street Journal has an interesting column on this and others arguing that it sort of equates to a hidden tax increase in coming years for many people.
What about the economic impact of a part of the Senate bill, which is the repeal of the individual mandate in Obamacare? We've already heard that 13 million people would lose their health insurance over the next decade. But what is the bigger economic impact here?
Right. And this is obviously one of the most contentious parts of the Senate bill. And the Joint Committee on Taxation yesterday said that this would actually lead to a 13% tax hike for Americans making between $20,000 and $30,000 a year by 2021.
Because they would pay more for health insurance.
Well, and they would not be eligible for refundable tax credits under the bill. So that is going to, I think, going to be very much a battleground of this bill.
Now, President Trump has claimed that the tax overhaul plan will not help him personally or people like him. Here he is speaking in September.
Our framework includes our explicit commitment that tax reform will protect low-income and middle-income households, not the wealthy and well-connected. They can call me all they want. It's not going to help. I'm doing the right thing, and it's not good for me, believe me.
Mike, is that true? Will these tax cuts help Trump personally?
Well, obviously, his tax returns are a big secret, so no one knows for sure. But there's obviously a lot of skepticism about that. One of the things a lot of people are talking about is one loophole they're not looking to close is a break for golf course owners. So clearly Trump would benefit from that. Also, the reduction in the pass-through income rate and changes to the alternative minimum tax, if those were to survive, they would obviously potentially affect President Trump's taxes, as well as the estate tax is clearly something that would benefit his kids.
Now, we put out a call today on Twitter asking people to send in their questions about the tax cut package. And let me just get to a couple of them. First of all, what can people do if they want to stop this bill?
Well, it's not a lot. I mean, you can always call your senator, call your representative and make a stink. Obviously, people in Alabama, voters in that state, have a very big opportunity if they are upset with this tax plan. That election is looking to be very close now because of Roy Moore's scandal. you know, the question will be, especially in the Senate, if the Republicans can get enough votes. And there are several senators on the fence. So probably if you did want to, you know, as be a citizen lobbyist, you'd identify those fence sitters and contact them.
One more question from Twitter. Tony Cope writes, how will this tax overhaul affect small businesses? I own an S Corp.
Well, I think in general, again, it all depends on your individual business's situation, but it does look like a decent situation for small business owners. That said, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, one of the small business lobbyist groups, and some other small business groups are not thrilled with it. Mainly, they feel like it could go further. And it's also to point out, you know, small business owners, especially beneficiaries of the pass-through tax reduction, are often very affluent people.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you.